The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We have to continue the discussion of the dinim of Neutel Schori Lodun. We had the Mishnah before, Mani Bechinam, Avato Bechinam. We have over here Behemshich, where the Mishnah talks about different people that their Eidus, their Psak is rendered possible. And the Mishnah brings an Amin Beis, the Choshed Al Bechoyrois. You're not allowed to deal with him Bechoyrois. Every person that's Choshed Rechman Tlon in a certain area in Halacha, he's considered unreliable. You're not allowed to believe his testimony, even to get you. He would eat it, then you can't rely on his testimony. Look at that. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, Choshed Al Shvius, and Choshed Al Maisvius. He's only defined as Choshed. Again, there's a concept of apostle. Apostle Legabe Eidus, when two Eidim come to say Eidus in Bezdin, if a person is a Rosha, that he's considered an Avarian for an Avera, then he's considered Apostle Eidus. And that he's Apostle Lechol Eidus. Doesn't make a difference if the Avera he did is in the realm of Benon Lamokoim, and the Eidus that he's saying is Benon Lachaveri. But over here we have, where a person is Choshud, that's something else. We're not talking about a process of two Eidim saying Eidus and Bezdin. We're talking about that somebody is considered unreliable when he's considered lax in a certain area in Halacha. And this really opens up for us what we discussed in the previous year, Lagabi two Eidim, even where logically you could say a person, let's say, takes wages for saying Eidus, the reason why he's possible, we explained over there, is not Altschash Meshaker, said Mary Belev, it's a possible. Mani bechinam, avata bechinam, and so on. He's a korv la'atzmai, but not that two eidim are nechshad l'sheker. Over here we have a halach, which is clearly a representation of unreliability. We're not believing somebody because he's kashrut. He doesn't become possible. If he'd be possible for every eidus. Luchar over here, he's unreliable. Samel is only unreliable for that which we know he's lax in. Other areas in halach, that we know he's medakti in, he'd be nemon. You look at the Rambam brings the dinim of Choshur only legabi eid echot. Rambam in Shechita, Perik Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin. Maisvis, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. Eidus, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Not legabi two eidim. That means two eidim have some type of eidus to say. But again, any of these areas in Halacha, they nemun. Why? Because two eidim are an objective reality. There is no chashda for lie. That's something else. One aid is not aidus. One aid is a means of gathering information. The information has to be reliable. It's not a chalois of creating a psak, creating a halachic reality of aidus and bezdin. Aidus is more than just an information getter. It's not just a way for bezdin to get information. Two aidim create a halachic reality, same way you have to get married in front of two aidim, because the fact that two aidim there creates the halachic reality of the marriage, aidik. So also, when Eidim come to Bezin, they create a reality of that Psak Din. It's a subject for itself. By one Eid, you don't have that. One Eid is made that the food was Meiser, the animal was Shechted. All it is a way of gaining, garnering information. In that context, okay, if you're not a reliable source of information, you're not a reliable source of information. L'Meiser fits very well with the Rambam. You see, the Rambam never brings his Din L'Gabi to Eidim. Open up Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Tes and Beis is clearly talking about Divrei Maaskil Lord Soinoi. He's talking about a case of two Eidim, and he wants to know if they're Choshed, case over there, Pliny Ravan Lord Soinoi, they're Choshed, and that Averi, how do they say Eidus? They're Choshed. Clearly he does not agree to our split, even by the parasha of two Eidim. It could be, that Tosfos holds, that when a person is Choshed and Averi, that's, it makes him ke'ilu, if you want to say the Nusach in an extreme way, it makes him not connected Jewishly to that thing. That means that if somebody is a Yadon, he's a Choshen on Chilul Shabbos, he does not have, he's not considered a Yisrael Kosher Legabi Hilchah Shabbos. He's Choshen on Shabbos, he's not Posel Lechol Terkulo. You don't have two Eidim Davis Michal Shabbos, he's Choshen, he's considered lax in Hilchah Shabbos. He's considered not an aid, not a member of Klai. I don't know exactly how to say it. Not a member of Klai. So legabi that specific halacha, the Rambam is much more glad. What the Rambam is saying is that these halachas of not being a reliable source of information, that has to do with eid echad. That doesn't have to do with two aid. That's one point that's worth pointing out regarding the din of choshut. It should be pointed out that we can't make our own distinctions as to where a person is a reliable piece of information, source of information. For instance, where you want to know about the kashrus of a store. So we know today we have kashrus organizations set up, we have mashgichim. What about Mederaisen? All this is Minig Yisrael, it's Chizuk, Chaymes Hadas. We protect the authenticity and the reliability of kashrus by having kashrus, mashgichim, and so on. Mideraisen, Erechon Nem Bisurim, a guy has a store, he's perfectly nemot to say that everything was checked for bugs, everything was washed properly, everything was done properly, and so on. Now, today you would say that out. The balabos gets up and he says, everything is on the up and up. You look at him and say, yeah, right. And we don't rely. But midereisa, it's a dvar pelo. You have a person, he stands to gain thousands of dollars by dint of his store being considered kosher mahadran. He tells you, it's kosher mahadran. How do I know? I said so. He's nemon. What does that tell us? That tells us also that by Erechod, we don't have a poshut chash m'shaker whenever we see vested interest. And interesting, we just pointed out that halacha of choshut makes a person an unreliable source of information. Legabi this here in halacha, that's only we said in the Rambam, legabi Erechod. Legabi two edim, there's no such halacha. If it's chal and him, Hashem psul, he's a rosha, the two edim saw and they paskanan in Bezni, he's a rosha for an averus, and then it's chal and him a psul. But not, there's no such thing as a not reliable source of information. Edus, two edim is an objective reality of two edim creating that objective reality. There's no makom to say that subjectively he's yeah reliable, not reliable. On the other hand, a neger bedavar is posel, like we pointed out from Arid ben Lev in the previous year. He's considered apostle because since it's Korav El Elov, he's considered Shaykh today. He's not saying Eidus on somebody else. He's clearly saying Eidus on himself. When a person is made that the animal he's Shaykh to is kosher. Yeah, the butcher, the stories with the butcher, the Shaykhtim who were also the butchers in the early 1900s, most of American Jewry was eating treifa meat because every Shaykh had a vested interest in making sure the maximum number of animals were rendered kosher. Basically, the shechtim were totally unreliable in paskening on meat. They had to hire outside. Lamaisa was sabotaged again and again until the kashrut situation was set up in the 1930s, 1940s. Rabu hapirtzis al ha'oimid. But we believe, midderaisa, we believe a person. Why don't we say that he's a baldover? The teretz is heinen advar. Legabe tu edim, since he has to create an objective reality, the same way a dayan has to pass on somebody else, objective reality is only when somebody impartial comes in from the outside, not impartial that you don't believe him, impartial that he's not related to the story. There's two people sitting here, as a din Torah. When you need a bezna of dine mominis, you need the edim should be removed, the dayanim should be removed from the two balei dvarim. They are a impartial body, they're not connected with the two people here, they can pass. An aid that has a vested interest is part of the story. Not because he's choshud l'sheker. Aid echod, if he's choshud l'sheker, is not considered reliable. But that a yid should stamaz, a kosher yid should lie about kashrus? You're making up that you don't want to believe him because you know he has a vested interest? That's not a psul. Vested interest only passes because it turns you into somebody related to the story. That's only by two edim. So what the mile of one is the chesaron of the other. By edus of two edim, not being impartial has to do with objectively defining the aid or the dayin as part of the story. You have a vested interest, you're part of it because you have a financial interest in the story. Not that we don't believe you. But you're not an aid, you're not a dayan because you're part of the story. By Eid Echot, it has no shaykhus. Eid Echot is not objective, creating a psak din. Eid Echot is a source of information that we should know that the meat is kosher. Is he reliable? Why not? Just because he has a vested interest? Who said that a yid, that a kosher yid, will lie for financial gain? Megadesi. Today we're makbid, we're mahadir, we're machmir, of course. I'm not being mezalzel. But midereisa? Who said that a yid will lie just because he has financial interest? Masha Enkin, where he's choshud, where he's taka choshud, to lie on that area in halacha, there we don't believe him. That halacha plays no role by two edim. Because by two edim, well, we have to have that he's possible. If he's not possible, to say he's not reliable, two edim has nothing to do with reliability, it has to do with a process, a judicial process of two edim being made in front of the best, and that creates halakhic reality. So this is two parts of the same idea. One idea creates the other idea. You know, we say over a famous story, the Beis Halevi was learning as a young boy with his son, Reb Chaim Brisker. And a fellow comes in, a butcher, he comes in with a behema, lungs of a behema gasa. Behema gasa was a major expenditure for a butcher. It could have been 3 months, 4 months, a half a year of panosa. He comes in, there was a question on the lungs, they sent him to the Rav. The Rav pokes, prods, back and forth and back and forth. Spends a few hours trying to find the head to the lungs. He says, Rebid, I'm sorry. It's treif. The butcher took it like a man. The butcher says, Rebbe, treif is treif. He didn't complain, he didn't make noise, he didn't scream. He took it like a man. But Reb Chaim was very impressed as a young boy. This is a Bal Bitochin, this is a Bal Amunah. 2 weeks later, the very same butcher appeared in Bezin. There was a fight with another, somebody had an adjoining shop over a few dollars, literally. He was mechuyev on a bottle of water. He lost, he starts screaming at Dayanim. Reb Chaim says, Tata, explain to me, for $2, he went berserk, he went crazy, and 2 weeks ago he took a hefse merubah of a half year's panosa. Beis Halevi says, you don't understand. He says, it's not the dollars. 2 weeks ago you paskined on an animal, you weren't paskining on him. When you paskin that he's chayiv to the other guy $2, others want to say over the nusach, it's not that he lost $2, that he has to give yenin $2. That's one nusach. The way Reb Chaim said, the way the Beis Halevi said to Reb Chaim is, you paskin on him, and din Torah is a psak on, is an objective psak on a person. The kashrus of an animal has nothing to do with the person, which is why he's not a baldover legabe saying over edus. Eid echod is just the source of information. What's with the animal? The animal's kosher. He's going to be the one that's going to be able to sell a shop, but not that the edus is on him. So these are the basics of choshud and korav el adovor and noitel scha. There's a whole other Indian over here, the Rav, opens up another area of discussion. The Rav on our Mishnah brings, which he doesn't too often do, he's Mefarash Mishnah, he brings over here a macho on Misadre Gitin Ba'ashkenaz. We don't know exactly when this was, who this was, but it seems in Germany at the time they charged a high price to the Rabbonim. Unfortunately, that's still the meaning in some places. They charge a high fee for being Masadir the get, for working out all the details of the Shemo Yishu, Shemo Yisha, and who's going to be the Shlich to deliver the get, and so on. They would charge, it says, a bunch of gold coins. Says the Rav that Choshishani, Leget Zeshu Apostle, Dotnam de Masnis, and Neutus Chalodun. Here you have Dayanim, Rabbonim that are passing on a get, then Neutus Chalodun, they're being paid for their services. It says Dinam Betalim. So the get's Apostle. Maybe it's even Daraisa. Even if it's the Rabbanon, it's a catastrophe. Again, which is possible to Rabbanon, I'm saying the Rabbanon. But over here, maybe it's even possible with the Raisa. So the Rav has very serious words for those that have this practice. Comes along the Ramon, Evan Ezer Kuf Nun Dal, when he has the Paskin Halach, and the Seder HaGet, over there at the end of the Simon, Siv Dalit, he brings how they set up, how the Rabbanon set up the Bez, and sets up the writing and the delivery of the Get. And he brings over here that the Masadr HaGet is allowed to take money. He says, the Rav that says that was Koritaga, he says the Rav is incorrect. Obviously the Ramah was coming from the Minig Ashkenaz. He says the Minig Ashkenaz was not like the Rav. He says the Pshat is because Sidur HaGet is not Din. There's no Psak. It's teaching. Din is when you hear a story from two people and you have to come to a decision. You have to come to a halakhic analysis and decision of what happened. The Get, they're not passing on what happened. What they're doing is they're processing information and they're teaching the people who write and who deliver how to do it properly. What is that? That's just a practical hands-on lesson. It's like how to tie tzitzit strings or how to properly, you're not teaching a shir in Meseches Erevin. You're giving a how-to shir on how to tie, how to do with PVC and their strong fisherman's string that they use for Erevin. You're teaching somebody how to tie the Erev strings on. That's psak, that's Ero, that's limut. That's you're allowed to teach. Now, the Ramah himself, someplace else, does have a problem with taking money. In Evin Ezer Kuf Samachtes, not the Rabbanim of Masadar Get, but the Rabbanim who preside over a chalitza, to be matir, an Eishes, a woman that her husband died without children, to be matir l'shuk. The brother-in-law does chalitza in front of a bezdin, pasuk, psukim are clearly that it has to be a zikni ashar, that it has to be a bezdin. And over there, if the dayanim take money, the chalitza is puzzled. The Ramah himself points out in the simul kuf samach tes that the reason that I said by get is not applicable by chalitza, it does not explain himself. Why not? What's the difference? So the Taz in the first Ramah we quote in Kuftan Dalit says the Taz doesn't understand. What's the difference in Gen and Chalitza? The Ramah doesn't explain. If one is possible b'schar, the other is possible b'schar. The Taz himself has a different way of looking. He says he doesn't understand the whole Inyan. He says that by regular Dayanim, when they create a Psak Halacha, it's their, the Psak Halacha, the decision is their decision, it's their Psak, they created it. You can't do the service of Hashem if you're the one who's doing it, you're being paid. It's improper, it's a distortion. If you're the one who creates the psak, you can't be paid. Chalitza and a get, who's doing the chalitza? The brother was doing the chalitza, the husband's doing the get. They're there to make sure, to watch, to make sure that it's implemented properly, and they're, let's say, chalitza has to be done in front of a bezin, but they're doing the chalitza. How could you passel? So you could only passel when somebody does a maisa. He says a maisa agodas edus. We discuss it's a maisa agodas edus psula. The dayanim do a maisa yeshivas bezin. They paskin that psak is rendered invalid. It's not a psak. But by chalitza, what are you going to passel? You're going to say they're not dayanim. It's not that they're not dayanim. You want to say they didn't do a maisa psak? They taka didn't. Gen chalitza dayanim are only there for ratification. They do not create the chalois of the eishes ish muteres l'shuk. They're not matter the Isha Lashuk, they're not matter the woman from her husband. So the Mela, there's no mockum to passel. The Taz disagrees. Obviously, the Ramah doesn't hold to this, because the Ramah says, Bechalitza is passel. So we have to understand what the difference is again in Chalitza. Again, the Ramah does not explain in Kuf Samach Tez what's the difference. So we could argue on the Taz's premise and understand that what he says that the dayanim do not do the chalitza is not true. The get, be'etzem a get that's given beinoyu beino is kosher. A husband writes a get, he mishnayis and gittin. He writes on a piece of paper, he writes hareini imigresh, zayam atez l'cholodim. He writes a basic nusach a get, he signs to edim, ad hoc get that's written. Maybe it's possible, maybe it's kosher. It has to be done with all the, you know, but let's say he didn't, and let's say the get was found to be kosher. The get's kosher. You don't need a bezin. The bezin is there in order to streamline the process, make sure it's done efficiently, properly, and make sure that all the parties know exactly what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to perform. All they're doing is teaching. That's a how-to. Chalitza, the edim are there. I'm sorry, the bezin is there, not only just to supervise the process. The Torah defines chalitza as a process done in front of bezin, which means that even though the maisa per se is done by the brother-in-law, by the wife, the Eishes Hameis, with the brother-in-law, the Chaylitz, but be'etzem, part of that maisa is the fact that bezin is standing there. It's done in front of bezin. Bezin doesn't do a maisa, but they're part of the maisa that the sister-in-law is doing to the brother. The brother has his shoe removed. They're part of that maisa that's being done. If they are not dayonim, if they take schar, then their part has to be rendered invalid. By a get, you can render them invalid. You don't need them. All they're there is just to make sure that things work smoothly. So, l'choyer, that's Pshat Ramah. Well, we'll even add another layer of lamdus. Reb Chaim explains, in Sefer Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, that a get has to be given in front of two edim. Every dovah shebe'erva needs a DQ. Whether those are the edim that sign on the get, or whether they're the edim that witness the giving of the get, that's a discussion in Tesis, in Gittin Davdala Raman Aleph. Not our subject of discussion. But Lamaisi, the get is done by who? The get is an act which is performed by the husband, and the kabbalas are get by the wife. Chalitza, Reb Chaim explains, does not need to be done in front of Edom. Why? Because Chalitza, it's not that the brother-in-law is mater her l'shuk. The Chalitza act is performed. They're only props in the stage. That means by a get, the husband is the bailam on the ishus. The wife is the isha. He's makneher, like it says, ha'isha, niknes. V'koines atzim v'shtei drachim. The husband gives the wife over to her own possession. That needs to be in front of Edom, because there's a doing. The same way Kedushin has to be in front of Edom, Gitna has to be in front of Edom. Chalitza, they're not doing it. Chalitza, There's a chalitza that was done. It's a profound concept. They're only part of creating what was done, but not that they're doing it. So for the same price that they're doing it, the Dayanim are doing it also. Chalitza has to be performed. You need the two parties in front of Dayanim. So who's doing it? Nobody's doing it. They're all part of the scene, and then the chalitza was performed, and the Torah is matter. We'll give another example of the same idea. A get, a man can give a woman a get, but tonight, that she pays him $100 next week. If she doesn't pay him, the get is invalid. Why? Because since he's doing it, he could make conditions by which he wants his doing to be chal. That's Hilchos Noam. I could sell you my car, but tonight that it rains next Tuesday, or but tonight that you take a trip to Albany and back next Wednesday. I can't do that by chalitza. And the reason for that is because chalitza, it's not my doing. When I performed the chalitza ceremony, the Torah was matter the issue. But it's not my issue. So it's not being makna her to herself. So memela, I can't be master. Master means it's mine. So I can define when and how and where I'm willing to be considered that it's done. Chalitza, if the chalitza act was performed, then the chalitza process is matter her. It's not the one who does the chalitza which is matter. You don't need ADQ. Tonight doesn't work for the same price that would l'chor be also over here. Not like the Taz says that the brother-in-law and the wife, the Eshtemes, are doing the chalitza. It's not true. So Melo, by chalitza, the Ramah would hold that by chalitza they are not possible because they're just as much part of what's going on as the two main participants, the Eshtemes and the brother-in-law. One interesting R is the Pesachei Tshuva adds, in Kuf Nun Dalet, he says he doesn't understand. You want to say there are more holes that I get, it's a limud ba'alma. The bezin is really is just a functional, just to make sure things happen properly. Pesachei Tshuva says, Azoi, is that true? There are more paskins in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, in Eben Ezer. It's a psak that comes from the Ezer Ruah. Not to be Megayish Balayla. L'chor, there's nothing in the Torah. There's no reason in the world why you shouldn't be able to be Megayish Balayla. The only understanding that the Poskim have for this Arzaruah is that since a get is done traditionally in front of a Bezdin, so that means that Chazal created an impetus to understand that Gerishin is a process like a Psak Din. It shouldn't be done by night. Bezdin doesn't Poskim by night. Not only that, it's interesting that in the Targum Yoinesin, in Benazil, in Pashas Kiseitze, he says, Ki V'nosan lo get, he says Bebedinu. It's a din deraisa. Strange, but that's what Targum Yonasan says. So if you understand that Gerushin is l'maisa process, that's psak din, then l'chor, if they take money, they should be possible. This is the Pesachei Tshuva's kasha on our analysis. We understand that the role of the Bezdin in the Gerushin, the get, is extraneous. They're only there to just make sure things go right. Pesachei Tshuva says, L'chayru the Ramah himself, probably it's a din derabbanan and a smakta, but l'maisa they created a framework that Gerushin is a psak din. So then they should have passed also netel schalod, maybe it's only derabbanan, so maybe they didn't add one derabbanan onto another din, not clear. That's the Pesachei Tshuva's kasha. L'maisa, open up the Rishash over here in the Gemara, the Rishash says, even if you say according to the Ramah, that, there's no psul because, it's only limud, Lamaisa, even if it's limud, teaching Torah, you're also not allowed to take money. You can't render it invalid. Lamaisa, the get is valid. But Lamaisa, it's also. How are they allowed to do it? That means he says that even if the Ramah wants to be matzdik, the Rav's chash, the get, that's done by Dayonim, in front of Dayonim that were paid, is not possible. But Lamaisa, the Rav's criticism that the Dayonim are doing wrong is still in place. They're teaching Torah, they're teaching how to, and they're teaching that for pay. You're not supposed to do that. How do they charge? Maybe the teaching Torah, teaching the sugya, is different than teaching the how-to. Not so clear. That's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. So that's the kasha, but it doesn't negate the discussion, the profound discussion that we just had. Legabe bin mechal get the chalitza. That's legabe who's doing it and how it's chal. That's in the realm of whether it's neitel schar lodun din of betelin. But legabi the isa, that's something else. This has to be reckoned for itself. Maybe the limud of the practical how-to is not considered malamed Torah. It's not a din, it's also not malamed Torah, and that's why it's mutter. That's probably the answer to the Rosh Hashanah's kasha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.